you know, our guest is famous for a lot of things, but who will ever forget this famous quote from Jack Osborne?
Trish, you're the toughest dude I know.
All right, we had to do it this time. Joining us this morning is a one-time WWE Hardcore Champion, three-time WWE Babe of the Year, and was proclaimed the Diva of the Decade for the 2000s. But 1 week from today, she'll be part of the class of 2013 WWE Hall of Fame, being inducted at Madison Square Gardens. Let's welcome Trish Stratus to the airwaves of Rochester and the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for the time today, Trish.
Oh, thanks for having me. That is the best quote ever.
It is, isn't it? You know, last time we had you on, I didn't have it ready. And so I felt, you know, which was quite a while ago. But, man, that, I think, you know, I went back and watched that. What an incredible scene that was. You know, all those guys, those macho guys you're with, and you're the only one who wants to get shot, you know?
Well, let's explain it to your listeners what
sure.
happened, of course. I was, this was for Armed and, or what was it called? Oh, what was that show called? Armed and Famous, thank you.
Yep.
And I was training to become a police officer, and they told us that in order to carry a taser, we had to be tased, which of course later on they told us, which is not true. and so we, you know, the other guys got like the little, you know, alligator clips put to them and they got the little shock. But no, I said, you know what? Shoot me. So I got shot by it. And, yeah, that's funny because Jack Osborne saying that, that's finally, I can explain that. People ask me like, how was it? How did you make it in wrestling? I'm like, cause I'm like part of the boys club. I'm like one of the boys. There you go. Jack Osborne knew that.
All right. Yeah. Wake him up, Neil. But I think that's just an incredible scene, too. I had to watch it back a couple of times because it sounded like you were being tortured in that when you got shot. So
it's the weirdest thing, actually. Yeah.
Well, you know, one week from today, you become the youngest WWE Hall of Fame inductee. How special is that to you? Just, you know, not only going in, but being also one of the youngest and also a woman, because there's not a lot of women in there either.
Oh, you know, it's a great feeling. I'm super honored. But yeah, you know what? Being a woman is actually, that's the most special part of it all. You know, I feel like obviously that was sort of my whole fight, my entire career was to sort of change the way women's wrestling or women wrestlers were perceived altogether in the industry. And so to know that, you know, obviously I guess being inducted, that is a nod to your body of work or what you did or the difference you made in the industry, I guess. And so, you know, to know we've made a difference. And I say we because it certainly wasn't just me. It was me and the girls we were working with at the time in the so-called golden era. I guess maybe we each coined that a term of ourselves. But, you know, the work we did as a group. Is really what made my body work so rich and so it's really an honor to be going in with, especially the class that I'm going in with.
Trish, we're really excited for you to go into the Hall of Fame and gotta wonder, a lot of people had a big part in your career. If you were to pick a few people to be candidates to induct you into the Hall of Fame next year, who are some people that come to mind?
To induct me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I actually did something on TrishStratus.com where they asked me, you know, TrishStratus.com asked me to compile a list. I put about 8 people together that I thought would have really just impacted my career. And it's Amy, or Lita, it is Stephanie McMahon, there's Fit Finley, there's Albert in there, Lillian Garcia, believe it or not. You know, the list goes on. There's so many people Vince McMahon, a lot of people that had an impact on my career. And choosing has been really difficult. And my friends, you will know very soon. The answer.
I got to surprise you here. One thing, our one of our co-hosts is the artiste here. I'm the Cash Money's artiste. We have Dan and we have a Danger Boy. And back when you were hosting the Excess show, on TNN, Rob here got through and actually, I'm gonna play a little audio for you. This is from over 10 years ago on TNN.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, here it is. Ready?
Let's see what Rob from New York has to say.
Oh my God,
Rob. Hey Trish, met you at an autograph signing earlier this year in Rochester as the artiste with the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show.
Rob, that's great. You got a question?
Coach, I'm really jealous of you right now.
Hey kid, I know what you're feeling right about now. I knew Rob was cool when he got on the phone.
There, that was the very first Access show.
Wow.
That was the very first Access show, and our co-host who now is 10 years older and still here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like, we sound so young, it's so cute.
Thank you, yeah.
Hey, now, I admire your cojones for calling in and plugging right away your show. That's awesome, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, do what I have to, thanks.
I'm actually shocked he got in, you know, and actually mentioned it, but that's very cool. Now, let me ask you another question. You know, are you done in the ring now? I mean, does this Hall of Fame kind of, does it bookend your career, or is this, you know, I mean, Booker T's still kind of working and he's going in. You think you might have a few more matches up your sleeve?
Well, I always say I have a few more matches up my sleeve because, you know, there's always some variable that makes me, you know, that, I mean, when I retired, it was sort of like, I felt like, okay, I'm done. I have worked with who I wanted to work with. And I felt very satisfied knowing I was leaving the business and working with the people and crossing things off my list. And then, of course, you know, the only time I got the itch again was when I watched Natty and Beth kind of doing their thing. And it was like, oh, man, that stuff's good. I'd like to be back in that mix. And then, of course, you know, Michelle McCool as well. Thankfully, I got to work with those two girls. And then I exited scene once again. And so I always say, like, if there's anything that just sort of I think would make it, like, you know, you could do something that's different or make a difference, then certainly there's always that option. But it does feel a bit like finality's coming with the Hall of Fame thing. But, you know, I mean, you mentioned it earlier. I'm a girl, and I'm a young Hall of Famer, so I can still go in and wrestle, I think. What do you think?
I think you certainly can, too. I mean, look at WrestleMania 27. You've certainly proved you could come back. You know, with no problem at all. I was wondering if it takes a lot to be able to get back to in the ring, you know, out of the blue like that. Does it take a lot of, you know, working in the ring, or is it just, does it come back like second nature?
Well, I remember the first time I got called back after my retirement, which was to main event with John Cena versus Beth and Santino in Toronto. And, you know, got the call. We were really excited about the segment. And I went in, and you know, that day I kind of thought, yeah, I haven't been in the ring for 2 years. Kind of didn't think of that. But it turns out, hey, wrestling is like riding a bike. When you do it, it's just what you do. And so it just kind of comes out. And maybe there's a couple missteps here and there. But, no, it kind of is in you. So, you know, I mean, I would say certainly if I was doing a program, I would, you know, be training a lot more in the ring. And, of course, don't forget when I came back with Snooki. And Michelle McCool, I was also doing Tough Enough at the time, so I had the access to the ring, so I was definitely training in the ring and things like that. So it, you know, it came back. But it is nice to know. I think it's something that, I guess that's why, you know, we see the old timers in there. It just doesn't go away. You just got that skill, you know.
All right, 222-1280 is our number if you're outside the area code 585. We actually have a call from Caleb from Illinois for you. Caleb, you're on with Trish.
All right. Hi, Trish. First of all, huge fan. Just got to say that.
Thank you.
Secondly, my question for you is, you know, coming up on this year's WrestleMania, Rock versus John Cena, you know, that's Battle of Two Eras once again. But, I mean, if you had the chance and the opportunity to battle with someone either from a current era or era past, who do you think you would want to fight at WrestleMania?
I would love to fight Natty. I think she's sort of on my bucket list, the one thing that I haven't, you know, kind of gotten a chance to cross off. Like I said, when I watched Beth and Natty come up and do the Divas of Destruction, and they were just doing some great work. And both those girls are just so awesome in the ring. You know, they move like athletes, and they know how to tell a story in the ring. And especially Natty, I mean, it's part of what she's, you know, lived her whole life. And so I just think, like, the two of us in the ring, she's a dear friend of mine, would be awesome. And, you know, the fact that she's, I don't know what it is, us Canadians love the fact that, like, ooh, she's Canadian too. We you know, it's kind of neat. There could be some double sharpshooter action. I don't know. I think it would be really cool. So I would still love the chance to mix it up with her. And, yeah, if I had to face someone next weekend, it'd be her for sure. I think that'd be an awesome match.
Thanks for calling, Caleb. All right, Danny.
Trish, I saw in a recent interview someone had asked you about your thoughts on the current Divas division, and I don't want to ask you the same question again, maybe kind of extrapolate on something. I've always been a big fan of WrestleMania in that it's, you know, it's the big stage for the year. And As a purist, as a longtime fan, it kind of bothers me that the last time the women had, you know, their big title match, the women's title match or Divas title match, was actually WrestleMania 23. Now, the women have still been involved in WrestleMania, but it seems like they kind of get, you know, thrown into these gimmicky matches. Or do you still think it's good exposure, or do you actually miss, you know, two of the best women in the division getting their chance to shine on the big stage?
You just nailed it. That's exactly what WrestleMania is supposed to be. And it is disappointing, you know, year after year kind of watching, going, oh, really? That's what they're putting together? I've been disappointed. And to watch it, it's been, you know, it's just a sideshow. And it feels like, you know, I mean, that was one thing we fought for. We're like, we were the sideshow back in the day. And, I mean, I just kind of thought, you know, I think by the time put it this way, my last WrestleMania with Mickey James was WrestleMania 22. And I feel like at that point, we had become a viable part of the entire show, our division itself. And I would say our match on WrestleMania was as important, if I do say so myself. it was as, you know, just as exciting and as part of the a card as the other ones were, the men's matches were. So, you know, in the following year, yeah, there was a championship match, which is what you should be doing. You know, that's what we fight for. Any superstar, when I say we, I mean me, girl, guy, doesn't matter. You go in there and, yeah, your WrestleMania moment is where you, like you said it earlier in your promo, it's where legends and history is made. So it's very disappointing. I think, yeah, I mean, there's still time. Maybe this year we'll see a women's championship match.
And maybe Trish will be back in the ring. You never know.
Yeah.
We got
or I haven't been a Divas champion, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. And we got Jade from Texas on. Jade, you're on with Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hey, Jade.
Hey. Go ahead, Jade.
I had a question about one of your finishers, actually, the Stratisfaction. I was wondering where you got the idea, or if someone hinted or gave you the move, or I was just wondering, you know, where you or who taught you the move, basically.
That was, you know, Springboard Bulldog was given to me from Fit Finley. It was something that, and I believe Michael Hayes had something to do with it as well. It was, you know, we were kind of putting stuff together, and I think it was maybe me being a newbie and a greener in the very beginning was like, let me just do something I can pull off that looks cool. So,
yeah,
stuck, and it became my go-to move, and of course, as I name everything I do, it was Stratisfaction.
Thank you for calling, Jade.
So much. I love you, Trish. Bye.
Thanks.
All right, Trish. I know we're getting close to running out of time, but tough enough. Last year was on. Any chance we're going to see it continue another year? I mean, we've heard, you know, some people have been pulling for it. Some people say maybe it won't. Do you have any idea?
You know what? Absolutely no idea. I know as much as you guys at this point. It's we always say this. We love it. We think, like, when I say we, I mean me and Steve and Booker and Bill. It was such a great experience for all of us. We think it was a great show as well. And you know, it just went away. It was kind of strange. It's sort of like we were geared up to come back for a season two, and it just went away. I think, you know, basically had something to do with the WWE Network coming and then not coming out, and so something along those lines. So perhaps if there's a WWE Network that sorted out, maybe it'll come out again. But for now, no. If you know anything, let me know. But I certainly don't know anything at this moment.
I was gonna say that's what I thought. I had something ties to the WWE Network, and then, you know, it probably could happen once we get some more concrete ideas of when that's gonna happen. Was there anything in that show that they didn't show that you would hope they would have? I know that you had done some yoga training with the kids and stuff, and were you kind of disappointed that stuff was cut out?
No, I understand TV. You know what I mean? I mean, I wouldn't say yoga is the most exciting thing to watch.
I don't know. You and DDP are like converting the whole locker room, so.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, well, I can tell you Strides for Yoga is very exciting to watch. You should definitely get the DVD available on my website. Did I plug myself like that?
Sure.
No, I mean, it was, they definitely, you know what they did? They did a great job of capturing a, you know, simple yoga session that was quite, you know, yoga sessions are kind of long, and there's not much talking going on. So I can't imagine that being, you know, exactly exciting television. So what they did and how they cut it up, I thought they did a really good job, to be honest. And, you know, and if you know, of course, if you need to see more yoga, you know where to get it.
That's right. Trish's official webpage. And, of course, the Stratosphere is up there in Toronto, right? Now, maybe 3 hours from us, you know?
Well, so then what's your excuse? Boys, come on up.
We've got to wait till baseball starts.
Why don't you guys do a live broadcast from Stratosphere? You go do the pain clinic from Stratosphere. You know, and come and relieve your pain at Stratosphere. There's something there. Come on up.
I like that. You have a mind. Promotions mind.
I'm going to be feeling the pain. I'm going to need a clinic afterwards.
You know what? We're going to let you go here, and I apologize for keeping you so long. But one last thing I had to ask. Snooki, were you impressed with what that girl could do in the ring? We were hosting at a local club, and when she did that the backflip elbow, everyone went nuts. They couldn't believe that she could do something like that. Was that something that just blew everybody away?
Well, let me tell you something, you know, good, because that's exactly what we're going for, first of all. But she was awesome to work with, you know, great gal. It's amazing to see when someone comes into our industry from a different industry and they're like looking around the arena, like we're in this empty arena. She's just like, wow, this thing's like filled up when you guys go up. I'm like, yep. You know, she was an L, and it was kind of cool because, you know, obviously her show was pretty big, and to see her come into our world and just be humbled by it was very cool. But she was very, you know, open-minded and willing to do whatever. And so I kind of said, okay, what do you do? Like, can you do anything athletic? And she goes, well, I can do, I used to be a cheerleader and I can do some gymnast stuff. And I was like, oh my God, perfect. So she shows me some stuff. And then I said, honey, that's all you're going to need to do. What else can I do? I want to do, no, trust me. That's all you're going to do. And it was great because, you know, we had 65,000 people were booing us, the babyface team, when she got tagged in. And then you saw like 65,000 people within a second once she did that move. Just turn, and it was just like, you know, they were kind of like, no, boo, you're not part of our, well, yeah, that's cool. Okay, well, yeah, we're going to clap for that, you know. And I said to her, do you realize what just happened there? She was like, that was amazing. And so, yeah, that was when she did that. I was like, and she, you know, she wanted to do a ton of stuff. And, you know, in wrestling, it's like, there's this, that's all you need to do at that right moment. That's it. Perfect. So she nailed it, and I'm super proud of her. And, you know, we're good friends, and she's a great gal, actually.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for the time. 1 week from today is the WWE Hall of Fame inductions. It's going to air Tuesday, April 9th at 10 p.m. on the USA Network. I can't think of a diva more deserving than our guest Trish right now on the line. I want to thank you so much. We will be watching. And actually, we're as soon as we do the show next Saturday, and by the way, I got the date wrong at the beginning of the show. I'm sorry. Today's the 30th, not the 23rd. My brain was someplace else. But nevertheless, we're going to get in our car, and we're driving down to WrestleMania as soon as we're done next Saturday. So we're going to definitely cheer you on when we see you at the actual WrestleMania event, because I know the Hall of Fame is sold out, and that's got to be a fun experience too. But yeah, we'll be cheering you on, and I can't wait to see you. And thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you guys, and hopefully we'll see you up at the Stratosphere sometime. I have to say, you did get me excited for Chip and Dip Day. I was looking forward to that. That's okay.
Hopefully today's a cheat day. Well, thank you very much for everything.
Thanks, guys.
All right.